Blog Talk Radio.
Negative, or how can I say this, reverse manifesting. And it doesn't really work for our highest good for us to do that. So when we start to release fear and worries, then we can manifest things more easily. So if you go to comfysoul.com, on the left-hand side, there's free tools, and you can download that guide. I hope everyone takes me up on that, because I can't tell you how important it was for me to be able to receive signs and be able to ask in a right way. And then it happens so much faster when you do it properly. There's, of course, a fudge factor and a different way to do things here and there, but to do it in this positive way, it really helps to see it in front of your face when you're in that moment of desperation and you're looking for something. Right?
All I'm thinking is fudge factor.
Fudge factor. Walnuts? Walnuts.
So when I first started this path, it took me years. I knew I was psychic. I knew I was clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. I knew I had these things. I looked all over in my younger ages in the library, and I couldn't find crap. The only thing that I could find at that time was the ghost books. And that wasn't really much help, except for the fact that I had ghosts in my home. I was surrounded by them, and they were trying to help me through this, also scaring the crap out of me because I didn't understand what was going on. So I knew that right then that I needed help.
You mean the captains of the Queen Mary weren't teaching you your life path?
I was not on the Queen Mary. But so it was really hard for me to understand. My first hint was, okay, go to a psychic. Well, I wasn't working, and I couldn't really afford to go to a psychic.
I want to point out that the psychic is saying, I should probably go see a psychic.
Yes. But although I knew what I was, I didn't really have that many people around me to help me. And my Christian background, my Christian upbringing was go to church, and they were like, you're crazy. Read the Bible, pray, and hope this goes away because they're all devils. And I was like, no, that's not exactly what they were. And I was lost, and I needed direction. So what God started doing is putting certain people in my way. And again, back then it was only ministers and pastors, and I would get something from there. But if you look in the Bible, you will find psychics all over the place. You will find gifted people all over the place. So it was right there in front of my face the whole time. So fast forward to me looking for other people like me. So I went to the Conscious Life Expo that they have in L.A. every year, hosted by George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM in California. So when I did that, I found other psychics right away, and they helped me find my direction. And then I found Meetup, and then on Meetup, I found other groups, and then upon going to these groups, I found teachers. But the one thing was that I knew immediately that I was already past the people that were teaching me, and it was rough. But, again, that's how I found my way. Crystal, how did you find
yours? I found my way by reading and researching and being the best student of Doreen Virtue and all her books that I possibly could.
Right.
Because I knew that what was going on in my life wasn't working for me. I wasn't happy. I wasn't joyful. I wasn't bouncing around like the happy, shiny unicorn that I am. And I know a lot of people on the phone are the same way. You're beautiful light workers. You're looking to do the best thing with your time and your energy, but something's off. The job is off. The romance is off. The fear sets in, and you're like, is this it? I'm this old. I'm, you know, 40. And this, like, what is there to do? Do I just stay here and do this for another 20, 30 years? Because, you know, life is short. And then again, I'm young enough to go do whatever the hell I want, but, you know, do I really want to start over? And there's all kinds of, should I do a new career? Should I go into my passion? Should I you know, find a new romance? And am I too old to have kids? And on and on and on and all the crazy things we put ourselves through. And I remember the very first psychic I spoke to was an accidental reading that I had way back when. I went with a friend and ended up being spoken to myself. And it was a family member that was psychic of hers. So I was just there to support her, but in the end I ended up getting a reading. And the one thing that I learned from him was no matter how old I was, that it didn't matter. The age didn't matter. It was, how are you in your mind? How are you in your heart? And he laughed at me, and I said, well, you mean I'm not too old to find somebody and get married and have this kind of career? And he started laughing, and he goes, I don't know how old you are, but you feel like 10 years younger, don't you? And I said, yeah. And he goes, don't worry about it. He's like, it all comes from your heart, and you're supported completely. You're surrounded by angels, and you're completely fine. And that was about 20 years ago. And ever since then, I've been stumbling through, doing my own thing, trying to find my way. And I always came up pretty good, but, you know, there were some rough patches. And, you know, that's life, though, right? But sometimes we hit a patch that seems to not be done for an extremely long time. And that's when I ran into Ishani. And I started having mediumship readings, and he would give me past life readings. And I cannot tell you the incredible amount of confirmation and information working with him provided me. It started to help me move through my fear. And what I found was not just listening to his guidance, because I guarantee you half the people that we talk to on the phone today are going to hear what we say and then not do something out of fear. So what I want you to do is I want you to go download that guide, and I want you to get a pen and a paper, and I want you to really listen to what we tell you and jot it all down, even if it seems insignificant, because this is coming from our intuition. It's coming from your angelic team that's talking to us, and it's meant for you to have in here, and it's a tool and a resource that you have the opportunity to latch onto and run with. And it's just a springboard, and I want you to continue using it to really change your life. And don't go back on what you heard and what you felt at the time that we did the coaching or the reading with you, because people tend to backslide and they're like, oh, I felt good for a minute. Well, no, you could keep feeling good. Just don't let that fear take you over. And the reason I made that guide was so you could start getting signs from your own angelic team, and you could talk to your own angels, and you could learn how to remove the fear. So all the people that I coach have become really phenomenal manifestors. They've been incredible clients. They completely changed their vocabulary. They're so much more positive. They're manifesting things left and right. And then we part our ways. So I usually coach them for 3 months, once a week. And then we part our ways. They go about their business, and I might see them again a year or two later. And if they're in a new chapter, they want to do something else, maybe they just wanted to re-up their angelic connection, and we'll coach again for another 3 months. And it's so beautiful. And what I love about coaching people is that I don't want you to be a client forever, every week, the rest of your life. Not my goal. My goal is to teach you, send you on your way, and help you teach other people, to help your family members, to help your friends, to help your children, and teach them how to make miracles and awesomeness happen in your life every day. So, and I know Ishani wants the same thing. There's nothing more frustrating to him than to do readings and give advice and then get phone calls from the same people, and they haven't done anything about what they were asked to do. They haven't done their homework. They haven't worked on themselves. They haven't let somebody go. They haven't set one foot in front of the other and reached out to make their dreams start happening. And they've been given the guidance, and they know what to do, and they know it's possible, but they're afraid. So we want to help you today to not be afraid and help you get a little back on your path. Some of you might have an idea of what you want to do and you just want confirmation. Great. Some of you have no idea whatsoever, and we're going to help you hone in on what it is that you want to do. So is there anything else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, again, with back to what Crystal said, we don't want you to be a client forever. You could eventually be a friend and everything, but we don't want you to be a client forever. And the reason why we're saying that is because we want you to find your own path. And you're a leader in yourself. And I congratulate you for making the call today and saying, you know what, I want change. That takes a lot of freaking courage.
Yes, but you know what takes even more courage than that is actually doing something about it. And when you're serious and you're ready to get on the path, you're going to invest in yourself. So when I started doing my business as a spirit-guided life coach, I had to make a decision, leaving my comfy, cozy job and moving into a direction of something new, and hoping, praying, and having faith that I would be guided into a proper income that would feed me and clothe me and home me and help a bunch of people at the same time without giving my services away. So the reason we started doing this radio show is because we wanted to be able to give to a larger group of people. So when we take phone calls, a lot of the times we're helping a lot of other people by talking to one of you. And the leap of faith that I had to make was not only making an action step, but investing in myself. And to spend my first $2,000 on a marketing and mentoring program, to have someone who would hold my hand and teach me the way, was something that I really couldn't afford to do. And it wasn't something that I'm like, oh, I got $2,000 laying around, let me just do this. I did it because I knew I needed to invest in myself in order to move forward. So I want you to think about what I just said. And when you realize that it's time for you to get a reading or it's time for you to get some coaching, I want you to know that we only get a few minutes to spend with you today, and there's so much more than that. So I really want you to take into deep consideration the importance of moving forward and the importance of having someone to talk with and encourage you and be accountable to all along the way. So if mediumship readings is the way that you want to go, then please hook something up with Medium Ishani. Find him on Facebook or on his website, mediumishani.com. That's E-S-H-N-E. Or if you want some coaching and you want a weekly thing, you want to do this ongoing, help me learn how to manifest, help me learn how to talk to your angels, and you want to be encouraged and supported, and get confirmation from your own guides, then you can find me and get a coaching session on comfysoul.com. But I really, really want you to take yourself seriously, that if you really want to move forward, please do something. You know, it's kind of like when you want to lose weight. What's the latest rage now? Boot camps. Everybody who's serious will throw down some money and go down to a boot camp and get their butt kicked, and it changes their life. If you don't even make it 10 minutes into the boot camp, at least you started.
Yeah.
You know? And no boot camp instructor is going to give you crap for it either.
And the last thing I want to say before we get to calls is surround yourself with positive people.
Yes.
That support you and people that are happy that you're making the change. If you notice immediately that someone is not happy with making the change, and they may start off as slight as making little fun at you, and you'll be like, okay, very funny, haha. But if it gets progressively worse, then you know you have a problem. When they're really making fun of you, oh, you can't do that, blah, 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 then move past them, find some other people to put in your life, and notice the red flags.
And this might be the toughest thing to hear, because a lot of those people will be the closest ones to you. They'll be your best friends. They'll be your parents. They'll be your brother, your sister, your favorite coach. So it doesn't mean you have to send them away. It just means you need to focus on your own efforts until you prove them wrong, because you can. And then they can be happy for you, and then they can congratulate you. But the number one reason why people do that is because they're jealous that you're doing something and they haven't, and they didn't have the guts to, and they didn't have the the encouragement and the know-how and the willingness to move out of fear and move forward in the direction of their own dreams. So I am the queen of perspective and pushing people along and helping them.
How's
and
it go again?
The queen.
Okay.
And I know Ishani is king guru, get off your ass and let's get past this.
Yes.
So if I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for Ishani kicking my ass lovingly along the way. And I know that he also wouldn't be in his place where he's at if it wasn't for getting coaching sessions. Everybody needs somebody. So let us be here for you. All right, so we're going to go to the first caller, and we're going to pick up the phone number that ends with 5171. So, caller, you're on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, caller.
There you are.
Hello? No.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I was just listening, and I said, 5171 is mine. Anyway, I'm sorry. My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you both?
Fantastic. What can we do for you today?
I am dating this guy, and I really want to know if he's the one because I like him, but sometimes I think, like, he's backing his on and off. He'll buy me a gift. Tomorrow he'll be sulky. And then I want to know about my financial life, if I'll get a job because I'm jobless. Those two issues.
Okay, so first, the guy. Is that what you want in your life?
I like him. I actually would like to be with him. He's round about my age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wish I could be with somebody like that. And we've been having fun so far.
Mm-hmm.
We had an argument last week, and that's when it started backing off. But I haven't been at a place to sleep for the last 4 days. And I think he's just salting. But I think he likes me. He buys me stuff.
Hmm. Interesting. The one thing I'm not hearing in your voice or hearing from what you're saying is that this
mm-hmm.
is the one. I know for sure. I feel it. I love this guy instantly. I felt the connection. I'm not hearing any of that.
Actually, what I heard you say was someone like him.
Mm.
So what about him isn't working for you right now?
It's working for me. Actually, I like what the gentleman has just said because sincerely, I like this guy. I think I've fallen in love with him, and I'm just happy that he's not sending the same messages back like he was a week before we had the main argument on Monday last week. I figure
okay.
I want to be with him. I really do. I'm tired of dating.
Ah, so we're running. we're finding a couple issues in what you're saying, and you said that you're tired of dating. Now, when we hear we're tired, we just usually settle for what's there. And the fact that you like him, that's great. But second of all, that one argument has made him back off, there's a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel with that is there's no reciprocation, that I want to be with you as much as you want to be with me. So with that,
it's an issue of communication, so if that breaks through and you're able to communicate, then okay, then you go through that and you're able to work through it. But you're not going to be mm-hmm. able, you're not going to want to drag him along for that. You want someone who's going to be an equal and that you don't have to force into a, you know, resolving conversation. And at the same time, you want to see how he works out. So I just did a quick reading for you, and he did show up, and it was about a new love and romantic feelings entering into your life. It is a past issue. This is someone, if you didn't meet him, have you met him previously?
This guy?
Yeah. I get the feeling that he's from a past life, but was he in your life before, or is he new to you right now?
I've been dating. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I feel like this is a past life person. This was a soulmate put in your place for a reason. You're looking to be with someone, and you're looking to get married. Do you have children right
mm-hmm.
now? Because I'm feeling like you want some.
I have two, and I wanted to. I'm fine.
Okay, so you're good with the two you have. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, So sometimes I find that people who are looking to have children are more impatient than others because they want to get it going, you know, the clock's ticking and they want to have the children.
No,
if you want
this
to work, you need to pay attention and you need to let him do what he's going to do without forcing and pushing. You seem very hands-off. You seem very patient to a degree. You're patient with him, but you're not patient with what you're willing to wait for. So I want you to really keep a list of what you are and are not willing to put up with. So depending on how long the length of time goes that he's going to be upset about the argument, everybody's allowed to be upset for a little period of time. How much time are you willing to give him, and how much time do you think is reasonable?
No, he's already over being upset, you know. He really was, like, the
okay.
same day after. And the thing
is
you're very right when you said what I'm willing to be patient with. When I back off, I realize now his actual self really comes by. Maybe he just likes to be in control.
Okay.
All right.
And then some people have lessons to learn, so he might learn that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you to allow that time to come through and for you to have a patience, but at the same time, know when you're done. So honor yourself, love yourself, and do the right thing by you first, and the rest of it will come together. It does look like this is a higher level committed relationship, but you're going to have to make sure that this is what you wanted. So it's looking good, but you need to keep honoring your heart and your own needs, okay?
And keep your eyes open and your heart open for something new coming up. If there's a possibility that you just want to date or talk to other people, I suggest doing that in the meantime. And so let's talk about your career. The first thing that comes up for me is how well do you communicate and get along and like working with animals?
Well, I don't have a problem with animals. I mean, coming from Africa, it's the norm.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
I really love animals. I love dogs mainly.
Okay, awesome. So what I would suggest to you, and the first thing, is to spend a little time at the Humane Society, maybe at first volunteer. And what Spirit is telling me is that you're immediately going to fall into something. There's going to be a space to where they need someone. They need someone with your qualifications, or not just your qualifications, but with your ability to have the patience with animals. So I want you to look into that.
Oh, that is strange. I was thinking more of a PhD. That is strange. I will look into it.
Yeah. If you want to be a vet or something like that, go for it. Go to school for that.
What was your PhD for? What were you thinking about doing?
I'm thinking of actually getting into PhD for health, because I've done an MBA in international business, but I was looking at doing a PhD in the health field, actually. Something to
how
do
about
with
health,
health
for helping? How about
sorry?
Health for helping animals? Animal health.
Actually, you
that?
Have just brought that up for me, and I will definitely think about it. I just didn't see it
all
that
right.
way.
Okay.
I didn't pick up any area of health specifically, but I was looking at electronic health or mobile health applications, things of that nature.
Okay.
Okay.
It looks like it's wide open for you, that you have a few choices to make, and you'll be successful at what you're choosing to do. Ishani just pulled another card, and it came up as nutrition. So it's definitely pointing towards you caring for people or animals in that way. But it's all about decisions and choices, and this is going to help your financial situation. That's the first thing that came up. And after that, you had two other cards that were all about making decisions and making choices. It's wide open for you. So whatever you choose to do, make sure your heart is happy with the decision. That's all that matters, and you will be totally, completely successful. It looks really good for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You
You're
are
so
welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jackie.
All
so
right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Move on to the next caller. So that was really good. Immediately picked up on that. That was great. Good information. I so appreciate that.
I like that. I see her as a cheetah rider, ready to go and defeat the world.
Yes, take over. so next, we're going to go with caller with the last numbers 2195. Let's get into it.
So you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is April, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
And what
Thanks
can we
for
do for
taking
you?
My calls.
No problem.
I am lost and sad and just going through a really hard time. So that's why I'm here tonight.
That's right.
So my best friend and the guy that I love are currently hooking up. And it's killing me. And I just don't know what to do or where to turn or I should move or what.
Okay. First of all, this is your best friend, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So you thought.
And that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, that you may lose some friends.
To your benefit.
I heard that.
To your benefit and the best thing possible. Okay, so this is good. So I get a feeling this isn't the only thing going on in your life. I'm getting an intuitive hint that you have other things that are changing for you, and this is part of the catalyst for you to begin to make some other decisions in your life about what the hell you're willing to put up with and what you're no longer going to take anymore. So I want to ask you, what are you learning from this situation right now?
That I just need to look to myself and start doing my own, you know, my own healing work.
Okay. Do you get a lot of sun where you're at? Do you get outside, get some sunshine?
In the summer, yeah, but not, you know. I've actually been contemplating a move to Florida.
Okay.
Do it.
Do it. That's what's coming up.
That's funny because that was just going to tell you to move. I was going to tell you to move locally, but Florida, and that's funny because Crystal and I were just talking about Florida.
Yeah.
So I would say do it. If you have the finances and you could do it, jump your ass on a plane, get up, however you can get down there, do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm getting about the romantic situation, yes, your friend sucks. Yeah, the dude is an ass. But I understand where your heart is and where the pain is coming from. It's not just about that, but it's about how it personally hits your pride, your ego, what you thought was true and is not. And I totally get that. I can go on and on and on about that forever. So and
it really sucks.
You probably felt a strong bit of chemistry, a lot of attraction with this person, and it probably blindsided you, like, what the hell? I thought we had a thing, and where's this coming from? So I want you to do some work on yourself, and I want you to spend some time focusing on how am I going to make this move happen. But before you do that, I really, really want you to assess your past relationships. How many other times have you felt like your heart was ripped apart by other people who had the power in their hands when it was over?
Yep.
So I want you to start taking your own power back. And I feel like you're wanting to have children and move on and be with someone who's trustworthy and loving and nurturing and not an ass like all the other people. And that's coming for you, but don't lower yourself and don't put up with anything ever again.
Okay, and I want to point out one thing that we may be missing here. And this was an agreement for you, your best friend, and your boyfriend, and you may not even believe that, but when you left heaven, that was a contract, and these are your soulmates. These are people
I
that
know,
came into
I
your
know.
Life. Right.
The
so they're teaching you a lesson, so don't hate them. Move on.
I'm trying
forgive
not
yourself.
To.
Forgive yourself for making those mistakes. It's okay. All of this is for a reason. It's for your greater good. You're going to be 100% better once you get out of this.
And do you know how many hotties are in Florida? Hello.
I know, right?
But
yeah.
Before you go out there meeting a crap load of hotties, which is actually going to happen, what we want you to do is just start reading self-help books on how to better yourself.
Yeah. Well, I've got
and
quite a few
of
those.
I would definitely, if it's on your radar and this goes for longer than you're allowing yourself to beat yourself up for, which I hope isn't for very long, I get a coach, call me up, find someone near you, but do something to start working on your power. I want you to start wearing yellow, focus on your solar plexus, and really get out there, get your damn sunshine, and start being the ray of light that you are and attract the right person, not the ones that keep holding you back. It's time for you to learn to put your foot down and take it. Take everything that you want.
Yeah, and from what we hear, you're a freaking awesome person. You're going to find somebody right away, and it's all good.
Yeah, they didn't say anything rough or anything else that you had to work on. It was all pretty positive. So for what I want you to do,
I'm just having
the
hardest time getting over it. Like, I just, it's just driving me crazy, you know?
What I want you to do for the healing is two things. I want you to find something that gets you out of your head. So kickboxing, yoga, like crazy yoga, right? Do something physical to get out the frustration. And then I want you to write a letter either to yourself and say why you're awesome and why you forgive yourself and you're done beating yourself up, or to them and say, you guys are pricks, but thank you for coming into my life and being my soulmates and helping me teach the lesson. I know we contracted this. And then burn it, freeze it, bury it. Put it in a God box and send it to God.
Yeah.
I have a God box, and I want everybody who's listening to know that you can make something, a little box. Maybe you have a pretty Kleenex box you like, or you want to make something, maybe you're crafty, and write down what you want or write down what you want to let go of. Fold it up in a pretty little piece of paper and throw it in the box and let it go to God. I cannot tell you how much faster I manifest things by doing this. So I want you to do that. I hope you wrote down what we said. And
I did,
I wish you the absolute best.
Yeah, thank you. I'll get there. I'm just hurting.
Yes,
you know,
will.
Just hurting.
And you can call us back on our Twin Flame Fridays, and we're going to help you out a little more. But we would love to hear.
Thank you,
you
guys.
Yes,
you're,
I definitely
guys are great.
Want to hear how it works out.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
I'll
calling,
let you
okay?
know.
All
can
right.
Can you tell me the
we're
link
waiting.
Again to the to that little
the download?
Know, whatever it was. Yeah.
It was... it's on comfysoul.com, and it's on the left-hand side under free tools.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you
so very much for the reading. And
you're so beautiful.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
You guys take care.
All right, thank you, April. Bye.
Okay.
Incredible call.
What a
incredible
sweet
energy,
soul.
Right?
She's so, my heart's all a flutter.
Wow. So if you guys are not going through any of that, know that you can get through anything. It's okay. We're helping you through it, and that's what we're here for. So we're going to go with the next caller with the last numbers, 6979. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna calling from California. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Donna. We're doing great. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was at a Buddhist thing, the first one. It was like a two-day thing, and there was a translator there. And then I saw him out in the parking lot, and there was a mutual attraction, but we couldn't meet because he was with the Eminence from Utah. And, you know, he was working. And then I was on stage, and he was in front of me, and something opened up with me and him, and it was just incredible. I mean, the feelings and everything. And then I was sitting there, and the frequency was very high, and it came to me that he was going to be in my life in the future. So there was no way to contact each other, so I got his email, and I wrote him that he was in, that I felt that he was in my life in another lifetime. And then I also had that feeling that we were going to be friends, and so I wrote that, and I wanted to know, do you see something coming of this?
Okay, I have a quick question first. I think we've spoken to you before. Were you the one that we
really?
Told you we were going to meet someone at an event?
Maybe. That was a while ago. You're right.
Right? I remember you. I've been waiting
you
for you to call back.
You did tell me that. You did tell me that. I remember now.
Okay.
Very nice.
See, this is why we tell you guys to write down what we say, because we forget so fast. And look what happened.
So when we said event, you
met him at the event.
At the event. Very nice.
You know, I wasn't even, it just happened. I wasn't even, it just happened. Just the feelings and the opening up and everything. It was just, it was so, and it wasn't like I was looking to meet someone, and, you know, it wasn't that at all. And then it just happened. It was, wow, it was unbelievable.
Okay. So we want you to make the effort. We want you to take charge of this situation. If you want to meet this person again, go to where they are and then let it unfold as it's supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah, but the key is let it unfold, because we don't want you to be over forceful. I feel that you're a leadership type person. You're take charge. And this situation calls for you to be there and present yourself, but not for you to, you know, make yourself so overtly.
I feel kind of funny now that I wrote that email. It had to be forwarded to him. I don't know if it got forwarded or it didn't. I mean, they might think I'm a little crazy, because, you know, it's not like I'm, you know.
That's good. It's good.
You took charge already, so we're glad you did that. And the angels are clearly supporting you on what you did. So I want you to trust your feelings. I want you to trust your guides. I want you to trust your heart and run with it. And any up-and-coming dreams, I want you to focus on that. Remember that. Write that down and then run with it.
Yes. I can't tell you how many times I keep a dream journal. I've got like 300 dreams written down just from the last year or so. And it's how important it is to go and read what happened to you previously in your dreams, because they're often your guides talking to you and telling you what's coming up. They're symbols. There's a website you can go to called dreammoods.com, and it will help you interpret the symbols if you have trouble interpreting your dreams. Also, I'm really great at interpreting dreams, and so is Ishani. So if you want to call in again or have something worked out, you can do that. But I definitely want you to start keeping track of what's going on in your dreams, the calls that we have between us, that you write down what we tell you, because you would have felt a lot more sure and a lot more fearless if you had remembered that you were destined to meet this person at the event, just like we had said. So that happened. So you're on track. You're doing the right thing. So just relax.
Yeah.
Breathe.
It was the first time I went to the event, too. And then I had, over the span of 2 years, 3 dreams. My mother's on the other side, and we are celebrating, and we're joyful, and there's so much love and all. And then 2 days after the event, I heard my mother's voice say, "He's coming to Santa Barbara." So maybe this is destined to be. Yeah.
Yes,
there you go.
I want you to do that. And I want you there. Do you have any other mediums or psychics around you?
We do. We do.
Okay. What I want you to do is go to one of them that you trust and get a reading from them. One of them is going to help you out right away. Get a card reading, angel card reading, or however they do it. I want you to go to them, and they're going to give you more guidance. If you don't get guidance there, feel free to call us back or go to one of our websites, and we'll definitely help you out.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm real excited.
Fantastic. I am too. So glad I heard from you. I can't wait to see what else happens, because, boom, score one for the event meeting.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, with the first time I went to this type of event and everything, and it was just, oh, my gosh. I mean, like I said, I wasn't even, you know, looking to meet anybody or anything. And you know, it just happened so naturally, the opening up.
Good. That's how that's how you do it, natural. All right, that's awesome. Thank you, Donna. So good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
All right,
you're
welcome. Bye.
Whew, today we are on fire.
I love it. I love it. I love the energy. This is great.
So we're going to the next caller with the last numbers, 8761.
So
hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland. How you doing tonight?
How you doing, Desmond?
Fantastic.
I was gonna y'all was right on with having that doubt and fear, and you got your job, you're kind of comfortable, but you really don't see yourself being there 20 years, and your friends and family, you know, I was just, yeah, that was right on. But I was going to say, what do you see for my spiritual journey or my finance? Probably my spiritual journey.
I love that you asked that, because how many people would have said, just tell me about my finances, and then we would have gone in and say, well, what's your spirituality look like, or what are you thinking about doing? But you are already a step ahead. So I feel like internally you actually know what you're supposed to do, and you're thinking about it, and you're like, I would love to do this, but how? Am I anywhere near the mark?
Okay, so the first thing we want to know is, what are your, because we know that you're gifted by the way that you're asking your questions.
Am I gifted at?
Your spiritual gift.
I have no idea. I guess I'm slightly intuitive, you know. I want to take Reiki. You know, I wish I had time. I wish I didn't have to work and I could just do everything like Reiki. I already taken a class in herbology. So I mean, and being a psychic, I'm not going to be a psychic. I'd rather be a medical intuitive. You know, call a psychic to be a medical intuitive and just,
okay,
you know, put all that stuff in one big bowl, work with crystals. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
All right, number one, right off the bat is, yeah, you're supposed to work with crystals. You're supposed to tell people the energy that the crystals have in them. And what you're going to do is you may go on Meetup, you may go on other websites, and you're going to start your own group. You have all the information in yourself already, and you can go online to find all the other information, and we want you to do that. You are a natural born healer. What you may notice is that the people around you come to you and ask you questions. What do I do? How do I do this? And you help people naturally. Is this true?
Yeah, people... It's like almost like I'm a counselor. People have problems and they confine in me just to talk uh-huh. their problems out. And they say I help them, but I'm like, oh, I just listen. I didn't really. I guess I helped them, but I didn't. You know, I just thought I was just an ear to hear their problems.
No.
But they,
you
afterwards.
You are a divine light. You're a divine light, and they're like moths to the flame. They're so attracted to your energy and your being. So. Based on everything that you said, I think that you should, just like Ishani said, go get a meetup group, start practicing your healing, and you take charge, and you start teaching others, because you don't realize how much knowledge you have right now. Start working with crystals, and I feel that when you gain your confidence and you feel you've practiced enough, that you're going to be able to do distance healing sessions. You'll be able to go online. You'll be able to help people worldwide. You're going to help a lot of people. I already feel damn good just talking to you. So you have a phenomenal path ahead of you.
So the first thing I would like you to do is take time for yourself. If you have vacation time or whatever, I suggest that you take it. If you can't get out of your job immediately the way you want to or not financially stable that way, you've already put it out there. So I'm warning you right now that God is already set it up for you. Both of us, we found our way into this because God has pushed us out of our jobs.
Yes.
So that, you already put it out there. So it's happening right now as you speak. So I want you to prepare for that.
Yes. And no matter how it looks like or how it comes, whether you find another job or you get laid off or you get fired or something, know that it's not a negative thing. It's all for the right reason with divine timing. So whatever that is, go with the flow and be really sure of yourself because you've got this, okay?
All right.
All right. I needed that.
Awesome. If you need any more help, you can come to me at www.mediumishani.com. If you need Crystal's help or spiritual counseling, you could also go to her at comfysoul.com.
Yeah, and go download that free resource and definitely practice your healing work. Start practicing on friends, do some distance healing. Go read the book by Mona Lisa Schultz and Louise Hay called All Is Well, and it'll help teach you your medical intuition.
Okay.
Okay, right.
All right.
All right.
Okay, you said Mona Lisa Schultz?
Yes.
Mona Lisa Schultz.
Dr. Mona Lisa
okay.
Schultz and Louise Hay, and the book is called All Is Well.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
All right.
Thank you,
Desmond.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love fresh start. I love people with a fire ready to burn. I love that.
Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller with the last numbers, 3396. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Perhaps they're muted.
Maybe. So, okay, with that, then we're going to go to the next caller immediately with the last numbers, 0909.
Just for the record, we'll come back to 3396 in a minute.
Hello, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ellen and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Ellen.
How can we help you?
First of all, I want to congratulate you on being so accurate with those two prior callers. That's quite
Thank
a talent.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Actually, I'd like to kind of combine two questions regarding my spirituality and the next step in my career. I do think that they are related, not in the same way
okay.
as the prior gentleman, but I do think I'm supposed to be doing something on this earth that's spiritual. And I'm just wondering if you pick up anything.
Yeah, we immediately pick up your energy, and it's out of control.
Wow, my heart just like, boom.
So we know that you're another spiritualist like us, and do you do any angel card readings?
No, but I am very in touch with the angels. I like angel card readings. I like hearing
okay.
about angels.
Yes. Yeah, so the first thing I would like you to do is either go through Doreen Virtue's angel card reading program. If not,
mm-hmm.
we'll be having our own pretty soon. But that's step number one. They want you to start reading with cards. They want you to do angel cards right away.
Yeah, if anybody's on and they want to keep updated, maybe you don't get to listen to the show every day and you want to stay updated with what's going on, go join my mailing list on comfysoul.com and I'll keep you updated on what's going on, what kind of events we're having online and in person between me and Medium Ishani so that you guys can stay fresh even if you can't always be on the show.
So we want you to continue to research the angels. Is that something that you do on the normal? Are you reading up constantly on the angels and what they do?
I can't say constantly, but I do read here and there. I like to listen to shows about angels. I have to admit I'm very involved in the 3D world just because I've got a lot of things to take care of on this plane.
Okay.
But in any event, what I was trying to say is that I thought my spiritual mission – or task really had to do with the 3D world as opposed to doing something like angel card readings or something like that. So am I really wrong on that?
No. And go with what your heart wants you to do. So if you are more of a physical person, if you want to get into something like massage therapy or you want to do that type of hands-on healing.
Or counseling or
yes.
coaching, because the feeling that we got, I mean, I wasn't looking at Ishani, but when you spoke, my heart just, I put my hand on my chest because I was like, what is that? And then I turned and I looked and he was doing the same thing. So we both felt it in our heart. So if what you're thinking is heart-driven and it really motivates you and it makes you feel really happy and you feel like you're doing a service, that's what we want you to do. Follow your heart because it's going to do you right.
How does that fit?
Okay. Well, that sounds better. I'm not attracted to just doing angel card readings or something. I think I want to be of service, but I think I can
okay.
be of service in other ways.
Like what?
Well, helping people with the 3D world, maybe open their eyes to other possibilities, other ways of doing things.
Okay. Then you start doing that and you start doing it right away. Start going places and just start talking.
Yes.
Because you have knowledge that they do not have. And they, and again, continue to work with the angels because they are going to guide you there.
Yes.
Crystal has an angel guide, so we want you to go to our website and download that right away.
And it's on comfysoul.com, and on the left-hand side, there's a free download. It's under free tools. And it's called Angels in Your Pocket, and it's a download guide that'll help you manifest what your dreams and desires are so that you can move past the fear and start getting confirmation from the angels so that you know you're on the right track. Because it really takes the fear and the guesswork out of it when you're able to receive feedback on your own by the angels. For the in-between times when you don't have a coach or you're not getting a psychic reading, you can help yourself by working with your own angelic team. And they're all over you. I'm getting a resounding yes with what you're thinking of doing. So they're right on track with you. You're totally supported.
Could you give me the website again, please?
It's comfysoul.com. And on the left-hand side, it's under free tools.
Free tools. Okay. Thank you so much. I will do this.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, it is full. The energy is high.
I love that it's inspired, heart-centered light workers who are ready to do it.
All right.
They just want to go. Just confirm for me. What am I supposed to do? This is great. Lovely energy. Really beautiful people.
So we're going to go to the next caller with the last numbers, 5962. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm going to give another name. Is that okay?
That's
fine.
Yeah.
Maria. And
all
I'm
right,
calling, Maria. I'm calling pretty much, oh my goodness, I'm excited, for guidance on my love life and my pretty much my career.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing I got and the first hit I got is, what are you doing with your art? When's the last time you worked on your artwork?
Did you say art or heart?
Art, artwork.
Artistic ability.
Nothing.
And why not?
Nothing.
Why
I don't know.
I've never
looked into that area. I actually just received a letter today that I did not get accepted into school for,
okay.
I was supposed to do marriage family counseling.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that.
Right. I know something else is supposed to be better for me.
Okay.
It was at first counseling, but I didn't know if I should go into marriage and family or addictions counseling. Because all my life, people have come to me and pretty much just meeting them. Everyone wants to tell me all of their problems and their life problems, and that's what I was leading to, but I'm not sure where to go.
Well, how do you express yourself normally as far as like venting? Do you do writing? Do you do poetry? How do you vent?
Now I've started to write again.
There we go.
I wasn't
there
at first. Yeah,
okay.
Not writing like books or anything. I pretty much write, and I never publish it or blog it or anything. It's pretty much just for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So they basically been throwing this at you your whole life. So do it.
I'm just gonna slap you right now.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an elbow from the phone. And the reason why we say that is because your life has already been set out for you. So you're a natural writer. You can do this. That's part of your being artistic. You can show other people what you've been through and help teach them with your writing.
Okay, on the romance front, if you haven't met someone yet, you're about to. They're like right around the corner. And they are brought to you for you to do this together with. So have some faith, have some trust. There might be some past issues, other family things that might have your heart a little heavy, and I want you to work through that. So do you, and don't let that interfere with the relationship and the talking and the healing that needs to happen. So you need to work on it in order to have the joys of the honeymoon time and the fun and really get moving on the finances and the career and your direction. So this is going to be a supportive relationship that's going to help you along your path. They might even be of it, chances are and most likely they're of the same mindset or someone that's a opposite that's beneficial to your career path. So, for instance, you might have your gift of counseling or writing, or maybe you teach people how to write and let things go, and then maybe they're accountant and they're caring and they help you do the paperwork and the finances and things of that nature. Or it could be that you both do counseling together or something of that nature, but it's going to be a beneficial relationship, and I don't want your past hurt to interfere with you moving forward with that, okay?
Wow, so someone new, because I recently, we just broke up 6 weeks ago. I was going to get married.
Reader
just finished telling me that his mother broke us up.
Of course. So you don't want that in your life. You do not need that, and don't go back to it.
You want someone who makes up their own mind and wants to be with you because they want to be with you.
And that is Spirit's way of saving your ass.
So if he makes that decision later, hey, but definitely give yourself time and work on your purpose and allow things to come to you because it's coming and it's going to be really supportive. That didn't sound very supportive to me.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're not lost. You're just a little off the path. Get back on.
Yes, and if you want more guidance, you can find us on Fridays when we do Twin Flame Fridays.
Oh, if you haven't caught those, Twin Flame Fridays is off the hook for relationship coaching.
I've listened.
And, oh, okay.
Right.
Yes,
listened.
It's definitely
I just,
a
I
lot
tried
of guidance.
I tried to call in, and you all, I was never able to get in, but today...
There
wow.
you go. It was meant for you to be on here today, then.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Whew, so, look, we have had the lines out of control. They are lit up. We don't have enough time to get to all these people. There is so many people online today. So what we want you to do is call back tomorrow, and we will do the same subject as a courtesy to all the people that did call but cannot get in. So if you need help, if you need spiritual counseling, if you need mediumship, if you need guidance with your angels, I can help you with that. So you can find me at www.mediumishani.com.
So I want to tell you that if you find yourself on the phone right now and you're like, why? You're meant to be here later. I have written down the next few callers. So I'm going to say the last four numbers of your phone number. And if you call in, we will try to get to you before anybody. Call in early so that other people can also get in if they need to. So 6949, we see you. 6544-2665. 4047 and 0891. If you check back in with us and you keep with us this week, we will try to get to you as soon as possible.
So those are just the numbers of the first people that we see on there. There's a ton more. We can't get to you all right now.
Yes.
But we put that out there just for you. So we're going to close with thank you, Archangel Michael, for cutting these cords of energy so all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them. And all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for cutting these cords and your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light and only be around those with love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Amen and namaste.